Hey, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and you're listening to 28 Days of Fire and Focus. Over these last couple of days, we've been talking about packages. At the end of the day, as a service professional and information entrepreneur, I believe that when you strategically create packages, you can really help improve your ability to close sales and turn those browsers into buyers. Now, hopefully you had a chance to take a look at my Browsers to Buyer 5-part bootcamp over at bootcamp.sistersense.com. But outside of the additional trainings that I have, I want to make sure that you are getting the best information that you can inside 28 Days of Fire and Focus to help you take that next step in building your business online. All right. So today, with respect to packages, we're going to talk about digital. Okay. So, you know, I'm a digital girl all day, every day. I've got my ebooks, my e-courses, all that good stuff. Today, I want you to think about one digital item that you can create. Okay. Now, for me, it all started actually with podcasting and audios. The first place that I utilized was podbean.com, podbean.com. And I started to create an audio series that I could share and sell. So, some of the audios that I did on Podbean, I did those for free, and then I sold some of them as well. So one of my first audios, and this is like dating me. This is like 2009, 2010, like long time ago. One of my first audios was like how I learned how to pay my rent with Google AdSense, or, you know, how to fight the fair and start up online, how bloggers make money online. Those were some of the things that I were talking about in the very beginning when I created my audio series. Again, some of them I did just to kind of share information with my audience and get them excited about what I have to say, you know, the try. And then I had buy offers, audios that I actually sold. So today I want you to think about for yourself how you can utilize digital audio to share information with your audience. Now, there are so many different ways in which you can create an audio recording and share it with your community. Okay. Some of them I have shared with you before. So I mention all the time that I love to use my Logitech headset, which is actually a part of my Jumpstart Your Business kits. And then there's a great recording tool that you can download and use on your computer, Audacity. And you can look for it online. It's free. audacity.com. Audacity. That's another great tool. I was actually with a client a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about her webinars. She's getting started with webinars. And so she took advantage of my pro webinars training that I have. And then I mentioned to her, one of the tools that I use when I'm working on audios is my Bluetooth, USB microphone. So I've got different gadgets that I use for different reasons, like the headset, Audacity. I love to use the Bluetooth. It's called Snowball, which you can actually purchase on Amazon. I will include links again when you can pause this audio and take a look at the different resources and links I've included with that to help you dig a little bit deeper in this process. But the Bluetooth Snowball mic, I absolutely love. There are a ton of different resources that I use, and I just kind of want to give you like a little list here so that you can take a look and see which ones might work for you. As far as doing audio on an ongoing basis, if you're interested in podcast casting, I do have a section on SisterSense under SisterSense.com/tutorials, where I talk about podcasting in more detail. One of the spaces that I notice a lot of times people like to use, they like to use Blog Talk Radio to create their own podcasting series. I've tried and dabbled in some every now and again. I can't tell you I podcast consistently, but every now and again, I'll do audio podcasts on this great resource called Spreaker, S-P-E-R. Wait, I spelled it wrong. S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. So Spreaker is a cool tool. Again, a lot of these are free resources. And the last tool I'm going to give you today, specifically for those of you who, like myself, have iPhones, you can even do recordings on your phone using a great app. It's called the MP3 Recorder. Now, you'll notice that you can actually do voice messages on your iPhone, which is great. I've done voice messages and then I've emailed it to clients. But then, of course, it will save it in its own, I think it's like an it's a weird Apple format. And the standard audio format that most people can use and love is MP3s. So I use this MP3 recorder, and it's a free tool, they actually have some features that you can pay for like 99 cents. You'll notice that at the very beginning, when you use the tool, you can do five, I think it's like maybe five a day or five total, five free recordings in MP3. But then after that, you're actually going to have to pay to get unlimited access. It's not expensive. I think it's like either 99 cents or $1.99. But that's another great tool you can use if you're looking to do voice recordings for yourself. Okay, so try that. Sit down, come up with some different audio sessions that you would like to do, and just create one or two that you can share with your community. Like I said, I like to give people the opportunity to not only buy, but try what I have. So consider doing one audio that is for free, and then maybe coming up with a series of audios that you can charge for. So one of my favorite series that I created was called Sister Sense Talks. Again, that series was just kind of me going through some of the basic things that newbies had questions about, whether it was kind of fighting their fear and getting a better understanding of technology, figuring out how to blog, how bloggers make money, figuring out how to use Google Analytics or make Google AdSense money, just thinking about some of the things that my audience needed to do first and coming up with some great audio sessions like Fire and Focus that they could take advantage of. Now, as I mentioned to you guys before, one of the essential pages you should have on your site is absolutely a shop. So this is great because if you can sit down and you can strategically do some recordings, then you can share those recordings, whether they are free or paid, on your sales store, among other kinds of shops that you can create, all right? So I hope you can take advantage of this activity. If you've got, like I said, if you've got an iPhone like myself or an iPad, you can download the MP3 recorder app. See if you can use that one. If you'd prefer to do it on your computer, you can use the Audacity software. That's another great one. So there are different resources out there available to you. I've listed a few today. Of course, if you want some more insight or maybe ideas of different types of audios that you can create, you can email me, lhenry@sistersense.com, and or you can schedule a clarity call, whichever you prefer. I'm always wanting to give you opportunities to either do it yourself or to dig a little bit deeper, and I can work with you in the process. Now, one of the things ladies love to do in my space, in addition to ask questions and getting insight or sharing their insight, they love to share their progress. So make sure you head on over to my Power Circle group, facebook.sistersense.com. Use the hashtag #FiredUp. Let me know what you've been able to complete. Let me know what you've been able to complete. So if you've done some audios and you want to share it with the group, share it with us. Let us hear your voice and tell you what recommendations we have or what we think. You know, it's just a great way for you to engage and build your community inside of the Power Circle community too. All right. So that is what I want you to think about for today, your digital content. You can start just with audio. If you do want to dig a little bit deeper and get into video, doing YouTube videos, or even doing webinars, I do have other resources for you. I talked about the Pro Webinars Training, which is a webinar training that I've created to help you create webinars for profit or promotion. I also have Become a Video Pro series. So if you're interested in doing YouTube videos, all my trainings on how to set up videos are in that CD series as well, both of which you can find over on my shop. And like I said, I'll include individual links to all the resources outside of this audio. You can look at those links so you can dig deeper and get access to information that you're looking for. I find when it comes to information and creating digital content, the easiest thing to do is to start with audio, work your way up to some video and webinars, and then once you've got more content, you can definitely dive into the wonderful world of CDs. So on my mastermind, well, I should say one of my masterminds, I talked about the different tools that I use to set up and sell CDs. I love Kunaki, KUNAKI.com. It's a great resource online that you can use to self-publish your own CDs. Inside of my mastermind, again, I will include the resources with this audio. Inside of one of my masterminds, I walked you through the process of creating your Kunaki CD. Also included templates that you can use to create your CD insert, your CD disc cover, all that great stuff. So from the graphics you can use to create your CD templates to the process of putting the CD set together on Kunaki, you can sign up for that particular mastermind and get a more visual show and tell breakdown of how it works. But Again, if you're a DIY girl and you kind of just need to know what resource to use, you can definitely evolve from creating CDs and evolve from creating audio and videos to webinars, and then of course CDs by yourself or, you know, with my help as well. So that is your fire and focus activity for today. Create some audios for your community to try and buy, to hear you, hear the excitement, hear what you've got to share, and use that as an opportunity to engage on your space, right? So you can just start and stay at audio for now if you're working your way up. But of course, I do have resources and information to help you go even further with videos, webinars, and even CD creation as well. Okay, so those are the things that you can take advantage of today. Make sure that you head on over to our Facebook group, facebook.sisterSense.com, to let us know what you're working on now, because we've got more to come inside 28 Days of Fire and Focus. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.